Hey, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. And in our next segment tonight, hey, we're going to completely shift gears and provide some tips on how to protect your skin this summer, because we all know that summertime means fun in the sun. And I will say, as a mom of two junior golfers, hey, I'm always looking for sun safety tips, not only for myself, but how to protect my boys' skin this summer. So it is time for an informative safety interview coming your way. And we always pride ourselves on delivering the very best in sports. We're delighted to have with us Emmy award-winning sportscaster from Fox, Joe Buck, and also joining us on our Progressive Insurance celebrity guest line is Dr. Abel Torres, a board-certified dermatologist and president of the American Academy of Dermatology, to discuss the importance of skin cancer prevention and detection. Good evening, gentlemen. It's great to have you with us on this Friday night.
Good evening. Thanks, Elissa.
Well, let's get right to it. I also promised our listeners tonight, Joe, that we're going to ask you a few questions about covering the U.S. Open at Oakmont on Fox. But the real reason we invited you guys on was to share about having a sun-safe summer. So tell us, Joe, how you got involved with skin cancer awareness and this campaign.
Yeah, well, my mom, Alyssa, was diagnosed with melanoma a few years back. Thankfully, it was detected early because she was pretty good about going in and getting a spot checked. Turned out that it was the deadliest form of skin cancer. But she got it taken care of, and it's behind her, which is great news, obviously, for us. But it's also made us all more aware in our family about protection from the sun. And so when the American Academy of Dermatology came to me and asked me for my time to help get the message out, I was obviously all in.
You know, I have to ask you, Joe, I mean, how did that change your perspective and awareness? Because you're a proud father of two beautiful daughters, and I'm sure you've got your girls covered up in a sunscreen, and they better be staying out of those tanning beds, right?
Yeah, exactly. That is forbidden now in the family. And, you know, it's funny, you were talking about your boys being involved in golf. You know, part of the responsibility of being a parent is protecting your kids.
Yeah.
and protecting your kids from the sun. And, you know, like I know, you got to lather these kids up when they're little and it takes forever and they're whining and squirming and all that, but it's worth it. So how has it changed my life? It's made me less lazy. You know, how many times have I gone out to play golf myself or been in the sun and went, whatever, I'll put sunscreen on later. I won't put on any at all.
Sure.
I want to get some color. Well, good luck. I mean, it's Russian roulette. And, you know, when you realize that skin cancer is the most common form of cancer in the United States, you realize you're playing with fire, literally, when you do that.
Hey, let's welcome back in Dr. Abel Torres, board-certified dermatologist. Tell us, doctor, how common is skin cancer?
So as Joe just said, it's the most common cancer in the United States. We diagnose 8,500 people a day with skin cancer. One out of every five Americans
Wow.
will develop it in their lifetime. And as he said, melanoma is the deadliest type, and one person dies every hour from melanoma. But the thing that's important is that that can be prevented, because one of the risk factors for that, or the major risk factor, is ultraviolet light from the sun and from artificial sources like indoor tanning booths. So like you had mentioned earlier, avoiding those kind of situations like tanning booths helps, and protecting from the sun makes a difference as well. So one of the things that the American Academy of Dermatology recommends when you're outdoor are three tips, which are one, to be basically to stay out of the sun, to seek shade, especially between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. when the sun is strongest. In the summertime, that may even have to be a little longer. Second is to use sun-protective clothing, such as long sleeves, a wide-brimmed hat, and sunglasses. And for the sun skin that's going to be exposed, then what you want to do is use sunscreen, and you use a broad-spectrum sunscreen that is water-resistant, that has an SPF greater than 30, and reapply it frequently. What a lot of people don't do is reapply it frequently enough, especially in the summer after sweating excessively or after swimming.
Hey, Joe Buck, Emmy award-winning sportscaster with Fox, and Dr. Abel Torres, board-certified dermatologist and president of the American Academy of Dermatology, are our guests tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. You know, another question I want to ask you, Dr. Torres, is, I mean, how often should we be getting checked, not only for ourselves as an adult, but also our kids?
So that is really important. You want to spot it early, especially because if you spot skin cancer early, even melanoma is highly treatable. So the important thing is to make sure that you look at your skin regularly, to make sure it's looking good. Work with a partner so that you can look at each other's back and evaluate it for the signs of skin cancer. And how often that is, I would say do it once a week, but at least once a month. Just have a routine that you're looking at it regularly. And you can spot the early warning signs of melanoma and abnormal moles by looking for the A, B, C, D, and E's. A is asymmetry, which if you have a spot, does it look even on both sides or different? B, are the borders irregular and hard to see? C, is the color varying so that you don't have a nice even color, but there's different shades? And then D, is the diameter more than 6 millimeters, which is usually about the size of a pencil eraser, which is when you pick up most melanoma, but keep in mind it can be smaller. Lastly, you look for evolution, which is how does that spot look relative to other moles on your body? Is it different? And are there symptoms like itching, bleeding, burning? If you see those kind of things, then you should make an appointment to see a board-certified dermatologist to be evaluated. And there's also other things that can help you. The American Academy of Dermatology has spotme.org, which is a website that allows you to get more information about skin cancer, but also allows you to sign up for free skin cancer screenings. And one thing I want to emphasize is that men have to be especially careful because men over 50 are at higher risk for melanoma.
Going one-on-one with Joe Buck, Emmy Award-winning sportscaster from Fox, and you were just listening to the voice of Dr. Abel Torres, board-certified dermatologist. We're getting you ready. Obviously, summer is here. Give us a quick recap of the U.S. Open from 2 weeks ago. What did we learn from the USGA's the penalty debacle? Because it certainly created a lot of chaos.
Yeah, it did. And thankfully for the golf world, for the USGA specifically, Dustin Johnson played great down the stretch and won by more than one shot. But it was strange, you know, doing an event where you're not sure of the score. That's kind of the most important thing when you're covering something on television or you're participating. You know where you stand, who's winning, who's losing, and what needs to happen for that to change, potentially. So what did we learn? I think the USGA learned that they were right to tell Dustin Johnson that they were reviewing it, but I think they needed to make a decision as to whether they were going to give the one-shot penalty or not, and then let him talk about it after the round was over. But give him the penalty. Now you know where you stand. Now he knows where he stands, and now the rest of the field knows where they stand coming after him.
Yeah, Dustin Johnson, he certainly made some brilliant shots under pressure, as you're talking about. He won by 3 strokes. But how he was able to do that and go about and his execution down the stretch and winning the championship really says something. I mean, we know about his ball striking, but about his mental toughness, doesn't it?
I take him at his word when he says that stuff doesn't bother him. And, you know, all of us in the media think of him as kind of Mr. Almost with the PGA Championship in 2010, the U.S. Open in 2010. Almost winning it at the British Open. Even last year, after almost winning the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay, he had the 36-hole lead at the British Open and then shot 75 Saturday and Sunday. So right. He's been knocking on the door, but I think he literally kicked it in a couple of weeks ago.
Joe, my final question for you is you're the lead play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL, for Major League Baseball broadcasts on Fox. How did you prepare covering for a golf broadcast? How is that different than doing baseball or doing the NFL?
It's a lot, you know, and it's different because when I'm doing a baseball game or a football game, I'm sitting in the best seat in the house and I see all the action right in front of me.
Right.
For golf, I'm not only in one stationary spot, but I'm facing away from the golf course, back to the camera. So it's a lot to keep track of, a lot of individual stories. You're starting with 156 golfers and you whittle it down to a handful down the stretch. So you try to get everybody's story out there and cover it the best you can. It was fun, and I was proud of what we did at Fox, and we'll get better and better as the years go on.
Absolutely. Outstanding coverage. You've been listening to the voice of Joe Buck, Emmy Award-winning sportscaster with Fox, and Dr. Abel Torres, board-certified dermatologist, giving us awareness about skin cancer. Again, one more time, guys, where can the listeners go to check out things on the website?
So you can go to the website of spotme.org. And that can give you a lot of information.
Very good. Much more coming your way in hour number one at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.